This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we have Tim Alexander and Matthew Deagle here. Matthew was on, of course, last hour, and we've been doing a really good analysis of what is driving events behind here. Tim, later yesterday, I took your blog and I actually posted up two different videos on YouTube and also on our live stream channel on what the insanity was going on. Of course, MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter is behind it, tied directly to Hillary Clinton and to George Soros. So what's your latest analysis of what's going on? Because I took your blog as a template and some of the videos and posted up these YouTubes. I'm very appalled by the fact that we tolerate this, calling it free speech, when we have a black man who is about to launch his restaurant, which you have on your blog from yesterday, who was shot dead in Chicago because he supported Trump. Here he was,
yeah, he was shot dead by these characters, and yet the mainstream media has ignored that death. They also,
of course, they
ignore it
because they don't want to face the fact that there are a bunch of
Move On guys was in the street with a submachine gun firing him.
Right. The fact is that the media are so corrupt and so evil, they're committing, by the way, suicide because most people don't get their news from the media anymore. They get it from the internet, they get it from shows like this, and as a result, they're sick and tired of the lies, the same way as the people are sick and tired of Washington, D.C., and the career criminal politicians who basically just filling their pockets while destroying the culture and society.
Yeah. Yep. And America's going down the drain more and more all the time. The American middle class is somewhere between dead and dying.
Right.
And that has really woken the American people up. It's sadly to say the majority haven't woken up because of a wide variety of reasons they should wake up. They're waking up because it's really, really hurting their pocketbook. And they see that their version of the American dream has gone bye-bye. And unless they turn things around, it's not coming back. In fact, it's going to get a lot worse.
Well, I think one of the things that we talked about the other day with Bill Salas about the destruction of America, unless we have this turnaround, the only one I see actually working on turning it around is Donald Trump. I know some people think that Bernie Sanders can. Bernie's a communist. They even had, by the way, at these things in Ohio, they actually had communist signs there. People need to understand communism in its more vile form from Russia.
Well, I mean, we want to go that's because Marxists are behind all this.
They managed to kill somewhere between 80 and 100 million people in the former Russian Empire, and what that became the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, the USSR. I have to tell you, as monstrous as Adolf Hitler was, he didn't make a dent towards 80 or 100 million. But Joe Stalin and his fellow compatriots killed just an insane number of people.
Well, supposedly the Einsatzgruppen,
Christian priests or preachers, and they just said they killed people, the intelligentsia, and they just killed a lot of people at random and spark absolute terror and fear and obedience to their KGB. And his predecessor organizations in KGB and DECM.
I took care of people that survived, actually, the slaughter in Ukraine. Matthew, you had a comment there about this situation because of the... This is what we talked about.
Yeah, yeah. Can you hear me right?
Very well. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so basically, I mean, the whole story about Hitler and the Nazis being the greatest evil, it's basically lies. I mean, the Nazis were bad in some respects, but a lot of their worst ideas, like euthanasia, are still widely believed in Europe. You can go to a doctor in Belgium now and have a doctor kill you if you are depressed, for example. The Nazis similarly believed in putting people out of their misery, like a dog or something, being put to sleep. And that accounts for the vast majority of so-called victims of the Holocaust, for people who were already dying of starvation or disease, who were then euthanized by the I guess they call themselves humane Germans. On the other hand, the Soviets I mean, Stalin starved millions of Ukrainians just because by taking away the fruits of their own labor and storing it in grain silos so they couldn't get a hold of it. Not to mention the Poles, right? Supposedly the Einsatzgruppen, the German Einsatzgruppen, killed all the Polish intelligentsia. But that is a complete myth, because how else is it that right after World War II, all these same Marxist intelligentsia were able to establish a communist regime almost instantly, and they went on then to kill 5 million Poles themselves? I just don't believe it. I don't think that there's a Jewish conspiracy to create this myth about the Nazis. I think that the Jews are just, they just believe in it because they're the subjects of it. I think that it's a Marxist piece of propaganda to demonize National Socialism, because National Socialism, the Nazis' ideology, is socialism which is not Marxist. It's a competitor for Marxism. It solves economic problems while not eradicating culture. And therefore, it's their biggest boogeyman, and they call it fascism, right? That's their code word for nationalism.
That would be an example of Sweden, which is that form of socialism you're talking about that doesn't destroy culture.
Well, I don't think Bernie Sanders himself is a communist per se. I think Bernie Sanders is a socialist. I don't think he's necessarily comparable to National Socialism.
No, I don't believe that he believes
in it. He has virtually no nationalist sentiments. Neither does Sweden. Sweden is a self-destructively non-nationalist country. So I would say Sanders is influenced by Marxism, but on the other hand, either Sanders or Trump is better than Hillary or Ted Cruz, because Sanders will at least placate the masses somewhat by providing them some kind of economic fairness. I mean,
let him finish his statement first.
Yeah, basically, I mean, the whole dichotomy of communism versus capitalism is a big myth. The USA, since the 1960s, has been the main promulgator of cultural Marxism, right? There's two kinds of Marxism, two different approaches. You might consider them to be masculine and feminine. Basically, Karl Marx believed that the source of unfairness and disgruntlement in society is some kind of tradition of some kind. Whether it's capitalism, the economic tradition, or whether it's traditional society and culture and national boundaries. Now, the European Union and the USA, the CIA at least, believe essentially in cultural Marxism, the belief that the main cause of wars is national boundaries, and therefore they have to take over everything and destroy all cultures. Since the 1960s, what the so-called Americanization of the world isn't really the spreading of American culture. We aren't going over there and playing bluegrass or something. We're basically spreading Marxist, degenerate, materialist culture in order to incite anarchy, because the anarchy then gives an excuse to bring in totalitarianism. That's what the Marxists have been trying to do all along, and I think that the Marxists control our CIA. The notion that the USA versus the Soviet Union is some kind of battle between communism and capitalism, I think, is false. It's actually, at least since the 60s, it has been a battle between two different forms of Marxism. And Marxism in general is a fanatical ideology that seeks to erase traditions, just like ISIS going around smashing.
That's why there's a dark alliance between them, yeah. So, Tim, your comments. Go ahead.
Well, I would have to say that what we just heard ignores the role of the global banking cartel.
I don't ignore it. In fact, I think the founders of the multiculturalist and Marxist movement are undoubtedly certain wealthy bankers and aristocrats like the Rothschilds.
Yeah, there's a link there.
Yeah, and they funded both Hitler's rise and they certainly funded the communists. And
yeah, but they didn't
you need to
Hitler.
Understand
they
that Adolf Hitler was 1/4 Rothschild. His grandmother worked in the Rothschild palace in Vienna and got pregnant.
Now, I don't know about that. I mean, Hitler was certainly probably part Jewish, but I don't know about a Rothschild. Hitler was, I mean, the main thing you have to realize is Hitler started out basically being hardcore anti-Marxist, and he was infiltrated by a group called the Thule Society. So Rudolf Hess, his second in command, is the one who introduced a lot of the things we know them for, like the racialism and so forth. They were supposedly an anti-Marxist and anti-Jewish organization. But in reality, the person who introduced Hitler to the Thule Society was himself a descendant of an Orthodox rabbi.
Interesting.
It's controlled opposition, Emmanuel Goldstein.
Yeah, well, they definitely funded both sides, the bankers did. And that's what's going on right now, too, the same deal. Back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, there we are. So, gentlemen, here's my kind of summary, and I want to get back to both Pat and to Tim. We'll try to get Professor McCanny on perhaps tomorrow afternoon. What right.
right. of legislative and judicial. But we're the real three governments, period, right? That's just the presidential government. That's the White House, you might say, and Congress. We have the Pentagon as another form of government, the military, right? But we also right. have probably the most powerful form of government is the CIA/NSA, the intelligence network, which for a long time now, I've been observing them, they appear to be infiltrated heavily by academic Marxists into having Marxist agenda, which they are disguising as the Americanization of the world. They're using basically a capitalist excuse to spread Marxism and anarchy throughout
the world. Well, the CIA, for example, just to summarize here, I need to make this comment. The CIA, the Department of Justice, and the FBI bring in the illegal drugs. That's why when Trump thinks of putting this wall up, all it'll do is stop poor people coming in here, which, by the way, we can't tolerate 100 million poor people arriving here on our doorsteps expecting us to save them. If anything, we need to help them in their own home country, which they prefer. But the idea of a wall is not going to stop the drugs. It'll stop some coming directly through Mexico like cocaine, but it's not going to stop heroin, which the U.S. government is flying in Hercules C-130s, et cetera.
Well, you want to know what the horrible truth is, that quite honestly, the bad guys won World War II. We were the bad guys. Franklin D. Roosevelt was not a good guy. The New Deal basically put all the power and control of the economy in the hands of the Federal Reserve and bankers. And, of course, it's gotten even worse under Obama. But on top of that, I mean, can you really say that the war crimes of the USA in World War II were any better than the war crimes committed by the Germans? Stalin as well. I mean, you already mentioned Stalin and
the massive
numbers of people that died under his regime. But then again, we're also the only country in history to have used nuclear weapons on civilians. It was totally unnecessary and was actually authorized by Roosevelt when he first created the Manhattan Project. He actually personally authorized, it was released a couple of years ago under the National Security Act, he personally authorized the use of those weapons for experimental purposes, basically just to see what would happen. That's why we flew in so many doctors immediately after, because we wanted to see the effects of radiation poisoning. We watched people with their skin melting off and all their organs failing from cancer, dying in excruciating agony.
Isn't that evil?
Meanwhile, the supposed
just like I took care, by the way, of atomic soldiers that survived World War II and atomic tests at above ground in Arizona.
I mean, it's all BS. This country's been controlled by some dangerous people for a long time now. And
I want to make an important comment here. I was talking about Tier 1 science. We talked about this with Professor McCanny. What do you think they do with that $2 trillion they get from the illegal drug trade, which is not under presidential or congressional or Senate supervision? Yeah, or these committees? No. This is, as you say, a different branch. For example, underground cities built by Bechtel Corporation are under the control of the NSA and CIA and these secret agencies. They're also integrated with other secret agencies of other countries around the world. But you're right. We have world government not by, in a sense, through the secret agencies tied directly to the world bankers. It is a proxy world government by secret agencies is what's really going on, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't even have our own government. We're really controlled. The whole world is manipulated by
it's called the dark state.
On the CIA.
Right, yeah. And that dark state, by the way, is something people don't want. They think if they elect the right politician, Trump is going to have a lot of house cleaning to do. For example, the first thing to stop the drugs in New Hampshire isn't just building a wall, which will stop illegals and some drugs like cocaine coming in and a lot of poor people and terrorists coming in there, OTM, other than Mexicans. That'll help. But the real issue is that if you want to stop the drugs in New Hampshire, which is heroin, you have to stop the illegal drug trade by the CIA, FBI, and Department of Justice, which set up Fast and Furious, that personally gave guns to our cartels that were allied with us, bringing in, you know, billions of dollars worth of drugs into this country.
Yeah, and follow the money, because it's the big banks in New York that are handling the money and making their cut off of it.
And by the way, those things, they could pass banking laws making that illegal to handle the money from major cartel people, but we don't. And the reason is because it's actually legal to launder the drug money, which is going directly into the hands of the CIA, NSA, et cetera, and going off to corporations like Bechtel to build underground cities and build high-speed underground maglev rails.
Well, that's the military-industrial complex, but I mean, as I said, it gets even worse when you think about the active undermining and destruction of all traditional cultures and languages by the CIA. In Germany, for example, they have an official policy of gradually destroying and phasing out the German language and replacing it with English. So at the same time, they want to replace all traditional music with this garbage pop music that they produce. And as I said, that's the main cause of the degeneration in black communities.
Are you saying that the policy of the CIA is to remove German from Germany and just have English as a main language?
Yes, they've been actively promoting the English language and phasing out German. The CIA controls German, right? They've controlled Germany since World War II.
Yeah, we see that even with Angela Merkel's phones even being...
Merkel is a CIA.
Well, we actually have an occupation army that never left, and it's been 70 years now.
Right. The other thing that's a really important comment that people should understand is there, by bringing in these illegals, they're going to create Fortress Europe, which will be basically one super state where national borders are gone. And that's where I see this happening fairly quickly as a response to people being so angry with what's happened, they're going to swing to the opposite side to go very far right. And we're going to see the rise, like it says in the Bible, of the super state of Fortress Europe. And by the way, a clenched fist of Europe with all this technology and so on, is going to be a formidable power that will be greater than the United States or Russia.
You want to know something else, though, is this controversy about immigration. It's interesting they focus so much on racism against Hispanics, because actually one of the big concerns is that Hispanics come here from Latin America and end up being essentially indentured servants, making less than minimum wage. For instance, just last 2 months ago, there was a case in Chicago where Chinese gangsters were running an organization that was hiring Mexicans in various restaurants for $3.50 an hour and lodging them in crowded, in squalid conditions in apartment complexes with five to a room, to a single one-room apartment.
Wow.
Now, that's the real concern here, is that these people who are coming over illegally are being treated like third-world citizens.
Well, see, this is why I've said our main thing is we do need a wall, but we also need to have bottled water and air-conditioned buses to bring workers so they don't die traveling across the desert.
I mean,
look, guys, it worked really good for many years. We had people coming in to pick crops, and they were housed, and they came in on special visas, and it worked just great for many years.
You got to make sure they get paid.
All of a sudden, we allowed the border to become wide open, and,
Clinton and Fox.
If you step way back from this, and you will see that what is happening is a deliberate policy to destroy Europe and to destroy the pan-European countries, which I identify as the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. These countries are the most, the people are the most best educated, most aggressive in terms of warfare, our high technology, everything, and they want to destroy us so they can have a total grip on the entire world. And in the process of destroying us in the Third World War, they want to reduce the population quite dramatically to eradicate what the Kissinger calls
What people need to understand is that the primary force behind this isn't even world governments or national governments. It's these secret agencies. They're the driver, and they're tied directly to the
border. I mean, it's basically Marxism, right? Because Marxists believe that all borders and national identities...
Well, that's true, but I'm saying that's why these academics
Marxism
and so on within it...
Marxism is a failed system. It's not Marxism.
Well, it's definitely Marxism. There's no doubt about it.
It's from cultural Marxism. If you go to any university, they have to kiss the butt of the professor by repeating basically their doctrine, which is extremely left.
What will you do with your domain name?
Yeah, exactly.
Get a free domain website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back. So, Tim, let's go over some of the interesting news that you posted up. I think tomorrow is going to be a major fulcrum day. And I think that there's enough information coming out from alternative and other media to show that Hillary Clinton and MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter are tied directly to this cultural earthquake that's about to happen. If they try to create a GFK moment and kill Trump, I think Trump needs to up his game in terms of having, as we talked about this last week, Kevlar, a shield between him and the public, have only public on one side, have a means of escape,
and
his own private security.
Not Kevlar, you can't see through Kevlar.
I'm talking about like, I mean plexiglass. The plexiglass, bulletproof his shield. You have to have a system set up so we've got higher security, because these guys, these Secret Service did a sloppy job.
They had the audience on four sides of him, and they were 10 feet away from the stage.
That's not reasonable.
That's not a good script.
That's, first off, you have to do this like a presidential address rather than this idea of like a town hall meeting where everybody's nice. No. When you have Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org with a guy with a knife that actually grabs Trump by the leg. And by the way, Trump had a gun on his person and a level 3 body armor on. So this dumb idiot was about to get shot in the head or body by Trump because Trump would have killed him.
I said he wanted to be a martyr.
Trump would have pulled out his weapon despite the security force and he would have blown that guy away.
He said he wanted to be a martyr on his Twitter.
Well, he was going. He was about to be. He was going. He was around seconds away.
By the way, he was released in less than 24 hours. Same day.
He was $300 bonds.
CNN gave him airtime.
Now, why did CNN get maritime and the guy's released?
That picture.
Well, the reason is the CNN and all his media are sickening. And I want people to know this.
It's because they hate Trump because he's a nationalist. That's all it is. That's all there is to it. Because, look, the Marxists are against all cultures. Any culture, any traditional culture, not just Western, but any culture. They want to bring to his knees and create total anarchy.
Well, look at Trump's wife. She's a CFR member. And Trump is directly, Cruz.
Not Trump.
And Cruz's wife is a CFR member. She's on leave. And also Morgan Stanley kind of banker. So what we're dealing with here is a situation where, remember now, CFR in 1973 published that they wanted to have 10 zones for the world, just like the Bible says, 10 kings for 1 hour. And
we already have the seven-headed beast, right? The group of seven. They kicked Russia out of the group of eight. Now they have the group of seven. So we already have that.
And we have the 10 zones, which are literally zone three is Canada, the United States, Mexico. They're well on their way to pushing NAFTA, which they put through.
Remember, Vicente Fox is all angry at Trump because he was planning on reversing his pan-American policy.
And by the way, the NAFTA destroyed Mexico. Well, I've heard from Mexicans and some of the fairly high-level business that the NAFTA agreement is one of the reasons why a lot of Mexicans had to come to America, because it destroyed their business in Mexico. So it wasn't good for them either. And what it's doing is it's trying to homogenize North America, so Canada, the United States...
Well, they don't want it to be good. They want to create anarchy. That's the goal, is to destroy culture and create anarchy. In fact, that's what's been going on with blacks in this country for the past 50 or so years.
Right.
They've been intentionally destroying African-American culture with terrible music and gangs and drugs in order to experiment with creating a rowdy...
One at a time, gentlemen. Yeah, go ahead, Matt. I know, Tim, you can finish in a second.
Yeah, they've been trying to make it, because basically blacks in this country are part of British culture, since most of their African culture was erased.
Right, but they had a strong Christian background, too. There were strong families 70, 80 years ago. The strongest families in America
there still are some, but I mean, they're plagued by the thugs in their own society. I mean, most of the black shootings are on other blacks. Just last week, as I said, blacks were having a barbecue in Pittsburgh, and then along come two gangsters, and for unknown reasons, there isn't even a known motive, they shot the entire family and killed them. Even as they were trying to flee onto the porch, they were shot dead. Just last November, a black guy lured a 9-year-old boy, the brother of another gangster, into an alley and blew his head off. So black's problem is, yes, there is a problem of police brutality and maybe a problem of racism and paranoia about blacks, but the main problem in black society is the culture is totally degenerate now, and that is because of the infiltration by Marxists.
100%. One of my best friends is a black woman who is an editor at one of the alternative publications, and we talk about this, and she lives in a ghetto, and she says she hears them, she calls them, they're shooting at mosquitoes, and she frequently hears gunfire. And we've talked about the fact that, and she was kind of surprised I got this, being Lily White, but that, you know, blacks were very conservative, they were very, very family-orientated, and that's been turned upside down. Now you have 80% of blacks are born out of wedlock, and that is a script for absolute destruction.
And then what do you have is you have Marxists telling them that they're the ultimate victims, that they have to revolt against all Western culture, which is their enemy and their oppressor. That's what they're being used for. Black Lives Matter might have started out.
Well, they do that. They do that to the Jewish people. They tell them that, you know, they give them this victim culture, and they're simply using them just as they're using the blacks to create chaos and evil for their own wicked ends.
Oh yeah, they use America for this as well. Obviously, everything's just basically these people manipulating our society and manipulating people's self-pity.
What really galls them about Trump? What galls them more than anything? He won't take their money.
Right, that's probably one of them. Although I think the biggest thing they hate about him, though, at least the media, is his nationalist tendencies, because they believe nationalism is the cause of all our problems, and that we have to have a single government control everything with no.
But you know what? I'm getting old. I'm 65. but I remember the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. Unfortunately, a lot of people 30 and younger today don't have a personal experience of America being an industrial powerhouse, the greatest industrial powerhouse on earth. I do. I remember all the factories. Now in my home city of Evanston, Indiana, you can count any significant factories on one hand. Used to be we had dozens and dozens.
Well, I was born in Detroit.
Where are people working today? You can only skip so many jobs at Wally World and Mickey D's and so forth. And with Obamacare, the low-paying 40-hour-a-week jobs are gone because as soon as you get 30 hours a week, the employer has to pay your ridiculous Obamacare charges. So, I mean, it is a death by a thousand cuts of America and the West.
And then we talk about, you know, Sanders wanting to pay for education. Well, I mean, the big problem is that education is so overpriced in this country because the universities are almost a racket. They give out loans with massive usurious interest on them, and then they also charge exorbitant prices for their so-called services, while they also use that money to spread propaganda all over the place. It's the universities that are the main center of this Marxist agitation.
Well, yeah, to a large extent. I mean, you know, a simple textbook is usually $150. The medical type textbooks for nurses and so forth, which have a lot of colored photos in them, and you're talking $300-$500 a textbook. And it's not uncommon for a professor to say, you know, there's 3 or 4 or 5 textbooks required for the class. And it's ludicrous. And these kids are beginning to wake up because the bankers got them to pass a law saying that you can't declare bankruptcy to get out of your student debt. So these poor kids are graduating. They've got $20,000, $30,000 or more in debt. They can't get a job except at McDonald's or someplace. They're hounded by bill collectors. And now in one state, they've already actually started to arrest people for not paying their, you know, debtors' prisons. It's ludicrous. And
meanwhile, the interest is compounding like 8% per month or whatever.
With mom and dad.
Well, I think that if President Trump doesn't get the office, and here's an example for those people who want to go to Bernie Sanders, you're a fool because his version of socialism has no way to pay for the things he wants to offer. And
if you want to have realistic socialism, it's pretty simple. Just have a reverse income tax. You know, anybody below a certain wage bracket would just get some money back from the government instead of having to pay an income tax.
Right.
But we don't want to do that because that would mean we'd have less money for our social programs and whatever other budget we have.
Yeah, but the thing is,
we create jobs and let people work for it.
Well, you can do that.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Magazine articles here, and Salah is always attacking Trump. This is a lateral attack. It says Hillary will never survive the Trump onslaught. It's not fair, but it makes her a weak nominee. Come on now. They don't want somebody to ask tough questions. Hillary Clinton has a long line of bodies behind her. And one of the latest bodies they tried to do is they tried to see if they could do a JFK moment and kill Trump in Ohio with this moron that tried to attack him with a knife in his hand. Now, I'm going to tell you, people, if Trump is either dismissed because the Republican Party tries to destroy him, or they do a JFK moment and assassinate him, the population of America is going to go nuts. If you think we're going to take the sitting down, you out there, including you media and you globalists and you CIA, you're delusional. You're delusional.
Well, unfortunately, what's been prophesied and what might actually take place is a breakdown of this country. I mean, as I said, the real government and the power that wants to maintain itself doesn't even depend on the existence of the federal government anymore. The NSA
is so separate. NSA, CIA, and these secret agencies, and by the way, they're linked with all other agencies on the planet. They're the ones that control the world government, and they're tied directly to the banks and these people that are destroying national boundaries.
They might even benefit from a system where we're divided and conquered.
That's what they want. They want to have chaos in this country. They want to have racial war. What do you think Obama, his primary things he wants to do is calls class war, racial war, and destroy our borders. In fact, he's told our border guards, if you don't like doing the job the way I tell you to do it, which is don't do your job, get another job. So Obama is completely...
Throughout a lot of this country, we're going to lose our freedoms, whether it's in the Northwest and the Pacific Coast with Marxists taking over or with wannabe theocrats like Ted Cruz taking over in other parts. You got to worry about where you are, because only a few places I can imagine might be preserved from this, places that already have
but the feds insist on you know, universal jurisdiction within the United States, and they insist that federal rules and regulations trump all state rules, laws, and regulations. And, you know, they'll go anywhere and do anything. This is why Trump is so important. This is why, really, the ultimate reason to hate him so much is he can throw a monkey wrench into the whole kit and caboodle. And
oh, he will.
They absolutely have to have somebody in there that will do what they say and doesn't even think about it.
I'm telling people that what we're saying, and again, the reverse speech with David John Oates, he's also on you're over on Rents Network, right, Matthew, from 12 to 1, and you do your show. You have a number of products that are available, and we talked about this an hour or two, and services you can provide to people. Geopolitically, when you look at symbology and the astrological and other signs that are going on here, and this is biblical astrology, by the way, I want people to understand, what do you see coming this year? Because I see an extremely dangerous year. A year where terrorism is likely to happen because Obama's let all these OTMs, terrorists come in, other than Mexicans. Well, we have a year where we have incredible controversy in the election cycle, and they actually have people threaten, say, all the other members of the Republican candidacy saying that it's Trump's speech that are actually engendering this violence. How ridiculous. You think Trump wants somebody to grab his leg and stab him?
First of all, already we see the fulfillment of some of the prophecies in Revelation. Like the U.S., the globalist, internationalist corporation in the U.S., and their ties to the CIA, is the best manifestation of the Whore of Babylon ever to exist. It is literally a harlot that just prostitutes itself to anybody with no loyalty for something in exchange, deceives people with false love, and then absorbs them into its tentacles. It is... As I said, the USA has been hijacked by somebody, especially the CIA, with the intention of creating some kind of global monstrosity of government that destroys all boundaries.
You know how I describe it? The British Empire was the arms of the monster until the First World War and the Second World War virtually broke Britain and ended the empire. And the United States then picked up the mantle. But it wasn't for the good of the American people. It was for the good of the puppet masters sitting in the shadows pulling the strings.
Yeah, well, you even look at what's called Americanization around the world, which is complained about by a lot of traditional cultures. It's not even American culture. You can't say that it came from any particular place in America, except for maybe Hollywood and California music producers. It's all artificial pop culture that's made by these agents, or whatever they are, of Marxism, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, I think it's Marxism intentionally trying to destroy our culture and other cultures. Already, our youth is
increasingly devious. I have friends that are gay, but I don't agree with this drive towards. A priest was telling me, a fellow priest, these are Orthodox priests, so they're married and have families. And this priest was in a different community, and in his community they just adopted a sex education book that talks about 24 different genders. What?
Well, I mean, that's part of Marxism as well. I mean, remember, they always take advantage of any oppressed class in order to make them as self-pitying and revolutionary and opposed to the traditional culture as possible.
Right, exactly.
I don't really care if gays want to have a marriage license or whatever, so long as they're monogamous and not promiscuous to spreading AIDS or whatever. But
whether children are attacked, and I don't like a perverted culture being crammed down everybody's throat for reasons.
Absolutely, I think it shouldn't be pushed in school. What's happening in countries like Canada, and you have to understand this, by the way, there's an interesting...
You've got to be careful, though, that you don't fulfill what they want, right? That you don't actually fulfill the prophecy of them being oppressed, because the more that they feel oppressed, the more they feel motivated to attack our culture.
It's not an oppression. It's a matter of that, for example, they attack the Defense of Marriage Act, which is a man, woman, and children. If you don't, and you have the age of new genetic engineering, you can create a child from genetic engineering artificially in an animal.
Well, I think in the Bible, the condemnation of like Sodom and Gomorrah isn't so much about what we call gays today as it is about things like arranged marriage, you know, which is actually...
No, here's the point I'm saying. If you destroy the typical biological way of having children, you're going to destroy the ability of connectedness of human beings to the greater family of humanity, and the state will be their mother and father, and they'll be born of 32 parents because of genetic engineering.
It isn't a big issue. I mean,
it's a very big issue. It's not just stop. It's not just a minor issue. It's the only issue. If, for example, we're on the cusp right now. Last year in Britain, they announced in the fall that they can create a child from 32 different parents with genetic engineering and the CRISPR protocol. This is not a side issue. This is the only issue.
No, I'm talking about gays, right?
Gays always lead to this, okay? Because in Israel, 12 years ago, they had a meeting in Haifa where the rabbis met and said, hey, once the technology becomes available, you can create a clone of yourself and pass your life resources to this next clone. Now, they also are working with these. 2 years ago, Obama funded this giant project so they can start downloading people's consciousness.
The main problem is, you just have to ask yourself whether it is compatible with nature and evolution or
not. It's not compatible, and the problem is,
in the case of creating like super soldiers,
it is not compatible because it's not God's way.
Right, well, the problem is, if you... As soon as you disconnect human beings...
Lucifer in the background wanting to be God, but he's not God and he'll never be God.
Right. The problem is this. Let me finish my statement. The problem is, if you disconnect human beings from the family of mankind where their parents are real people and not a machine or a laboratory or a government, you now are going to create a state where basically...
Well, the main problem is reproduction, you're getting
rid of... Let me finish. While reproduction is outlawed... While reproduction is outlawed, and genetically engineering even transhumans, now they're talking about the idea of humanizing animals, so your cat will talk to you or your dog will understand English and speak back to you. People say this is impossible. Not anymore.
That would require putting a human brain in it, which would mean it'd have to be a hybrid between the human.
Right. Exactly. The point is they can do that now. And the problem is that you're not just in this is a crawling monstrosity, this idea of 24 different genders, etc. Because what you're talking about is not a matter of suppression. You're talking about the fact
Let me finish.
They're suppressing the normal human family. Because they say it's obscene for you to say that
any kind of tradition or family.
Right, so they're against the idea of a normal human family, so they want to say it's obscene for us to say that we are the only, quote, family. We are. And when you have a man and a man or woman and woman that try to call it a marriage, it's not a marriage. Marriage is actually a religious thing. They can have a civil union, they can share their resources, their finance, and their insurance. That's perfectly fine, but to force it down the throats of children in school...
Honestly, I just don't care about it. I think it's such a stupid issue that we shouldn't...
It's not a stupid issue. It is the only issue because it leads to genetic engineering. It leads to genetic engineering. It leads to the end of the human race.
We should focus on genetic engineering. I mean...
It all leads together.
Ten years from now,
when they can actually genetically engineer a clone of other people in a homosexual union, and that clone is born in a laboratory, it'll be a different story because that's where we're going. Okay, that's where we're going.
That's not God's way, for sure.
That's not God's way. That'll destroy the family. It'll destroy humanity. It'll destroy the connectedness of the human race. And you'll see transhumans arrive on the scene and look like Star Wars with all these monstrosities. That's what'll happen.
Lead attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.